613-661-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Mandarin at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. In fact, right after a monologue this morning, we're going to invite you to call. The subject that we're talking about, the issue, should Israel defend itself? You realize over the weekend, just about 2 days ago now, Israel was attacked by Iran. Iran flew missiles about 1,000 miles by drones, over 300 of them. One account said 325, one said 361. I'm just using the number 300. 99%, according to Israel, were taken out of the sky before they landed or hit with any missiles or weapons or ammo. And now, almost on a global basis, world leaders are saying that Israel should restrain itself, that Israel should not attack back, that Israel should simply sit and wait. Now, my question today for you, our listening audience, should Israel defend itself? Should they fight back? When Imperial Japan struck American soil, did we wait to determine what course of action? Or did we immediately strike back? So if we recognize what America has done, would do, should do, how should Israel respond? Is there any reason, any legitimate reason, that Israel should not strike back? I'm here to tell you, it's my opinion, my position, based on the authority of the Scripture, that Israel should strike back and with mighty, mighty retaliatory force. I don't believe they should sit in silence. I believe they should defend themselves, their nation. Nation should be defended. That's my position. That's what we'll be talking about today. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word is very, very clear. It is the truth book. We need to recognize what God's Word says. And as we look at the issues each and every day, we do so by looking at the prism, looking at the events through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? There are a lot of folks today that's in consternation wondering, what's Israel going to do? What should Israel do? Will Israel survive? I watched an early morning spokesperson from Israel was speaking, and he talked about the people globally praying for Israel. And he said it is by God's help that Israel survives. He recognizes that it's the hand of God. He realizes that God is the sustainer and protector of the nation of Israel. Israel, scripturally, is the apple of God's eye. That is the focus of God. And since May 15, 1948, when Israel was reconstituted as a nation after 2,500 years of being scattered abroad, Satan has been on the warpath, trying to destroy the nation of Israel. We'll go through part of that later in the broadcast, some of the events, the things, and why Satan is so aptly standing today through the proxies called human beings and governments, nations, to destroy the nation of Israel. But when we look at the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, the Scripture says, John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's the declaratory statement made, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God that we need to focus on and understand today. It is truth that George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, made this statement about truth. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that to be precisely true. And I'm looking at a meme, a mime, or however you call those things today. It shows a man sitting on a telephone wire with a crow sitting beside him. He's reading the paper. And he says, the more you research truth, the crazier you sound to ignorant people. Let me read that again. The more you research truth, the crazier you sound to ignorant people. This is the reason I am so concerned today over the younger generation in particular that has the philosophy and the mindset that somehow, some way, everyone has their own version of truth. In fact, the millennials make this statement. Each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not one version of truth. Anything else is a perversion of truth, a bifurcation of truth, and a half-truth is a whole lie. We need to recognize what God's Word says. So at the focus point today, may I insert this thought. Whose land is it? There's a battle over the land, a battle over the nation of Israel, a battle over who owns the land. Later in the broadcast, we'll talk about who owns the land. Who has the title deed to Israel and the postage stamp called Israel? Who has the title deed? Was the title deed given by government? Was the title deed given by God? And if God gave it to Israel, and he did, based on the Scripture, either we'll call the Scripture a lie or it's truth. And if God gave Israel the land, who has the authority to take it? No one. It belongs to Israel. And for quite some time now, since Israel was reconstituted as a nation, there's been a move and a push and a pressure from nations around the globe for Israel to surrender land for peace. Land for peace. That's what happened with Gaza. It was surrendered to the Palestinians, as they call themselves. They allowed the Hamas leadership to come in, and through a proxy, false, phony vote, Hamas became the governmental leader. Only to milk the people with the billions of dollars sent from the U.S. to help the Palestinians. I think that's a mistake. I think those funds need to be summarily cut off. I mean, cut off, zip. Not a dime. And ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility. Impossibility to embrace evil and somehow think that it will not harm or hurt or destroy you. But when it comes to the millennials, I'm saddened and shocked by their philosophy that every person determines his or her own version of truth. It is needful today, I believe, for us to recognize truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, is that we learn it, listen to it, seek it, love it, live it, and defend it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about the professionals, whether it's the landscape and lawn care equipment for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier to help you find Tools for Time. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to service and worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Just drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration appears to continue to appease Iran. Some call it Iran, I call it Iran. We're talking about the same despots in the Middle East. But it's the Biden administration. Listen, under Joe Biden and Barack Hussein Obama, the Obama-Biden team, president and vice president, the Obama team wanted to release, and they did release, hundreds of millions of dollars to Iran. They have just recently released another, I believe the number has been floating around in there. Don't know, I've not counted it, but about $10 billion within the past couple of months to Iran. They are the sponsor of terrorism around the globe. Now, Biden knows that. Trump knows that. But yet, at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, it was the Biden administration that presently is in charge. And some of the restraints that were placed on Iran by Donald J. Trump, President Trump, was summarily lifted by the Biden administration, thus giving them billions of dollars to continue to try to destroy the little postage stamp called Israel. I am looking at a headline. We'll make a couple of comments, then open our telephone lines. It says, U.S. warns Iran of severe consequences if Americans attacked. Ladies and gentlemen, we have today Iran telling America, the American government, the American president, demanding that America stand down. Now, sure, we had weaponry in Israel to try to help protect them, supposedly. It's Joe Biden trying to look like the strong man, trying to appease both sides of the fence, trying to appease Israel and the citizens, Christians in particular in America, and conservatives and patriots in America. At the same time, trying to appease the Palestinian jihadists that are now embedded in America, screaming death to America, death to America. So Biden is looking at it from the standpoint, how can I ride the fence and get votes? So immediately when Iran says that America must stand down, Joe Biden says to Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, says to him, we will not involve Americans to try to protect you if Iran further attacks you. Now, I'm concerned about that. The Bible is very, very clear that God's going to bless the nations that bless Israel and curse the nation that curses Israel. The land belongs to Israel, not to Iran, not to the Islamic jihadists, but it was given, title deed was given to Israel by God himself. Tucker Carlson said this, war with Iran? Question mark. Quote, we are already in it. Ladies and gentlemen, you might recall me having said something about 2+ years ago when Russia entered into the invasion of Ukraine, and then the ripple effect with some of the leadership in Israel having something to say in relationship to that, because at that time there were thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Jewish people still in Ukraine. And then Russia quieted up and to stay out of the conflict. I said then, I have said for over 2 years now, we have witnessed the original or the beginning or the fuse being lit for World War III. We can go back to the biblical text and show you that that's exactly what we see taking place today. So, ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. I believe we have callers on the lines already. I believe Kenneth is on in line for the first one. Kenneth, you're up. Go ahead with the question or comments, please.
Yes, sir. Everything you said, it is coming to pass. It is coming to pass. It's in the Word of God. Everything you said, I think it's Micah Hosea, and especially Daniel and Revelation, we are going to, this puppet that we have, supposed to be leading our country? No, like God said, I'll bless you, I'll bless those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you. It is coming to pass.
Absolutely, and Kenneth, one of the things I want our listeners to understand, when we look at what's happening today, we're literally witnessing biblical prophecy leaping off the pages of the Bible onto the headlines of the news media, whether it's radio, television, or printed press. And I am thrilled to see, excited to see, that the world can see. Maybe finally the world can recognize God said it, that settles it. It's going to take place just like God has already warned us in His Word. It's time that we as Christians and conservatives wake up, look up, and understand that God is still on the throne, that God is still sovereign, that God is still protecting the apple of His eye. And I believe the nations, according to the Word of God, not my belief and my speculation, according to the Word of God, the nations that turn their back on the nation of Israel, the apple of God's eye, God will absolutely destroy that nation. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, we'll talk about it in a minute. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, Genesis chapter 12, Genesis chapter 13, Genesis chapter 15 and 17, and I could go on and on, and we'll look at some of those texts today on this broadcast, shows what God says and what God's Word has promised the nation of Israel. So any nation that's fighting against Israel, they're fighting against God. I'd be petrified to be in a position as Iran is in today. Number one, I believe that Israel can clean their clock. Iran may be much larger geographically, demographically, and numerically, but I believe that God will empower Israel to protect itself and clean their clock. And my position is, and I want to ask you the question, then we'll take our next caller. The question is, Kenneth, should Israel defend itself? Should Israel, quote, Biden administration is using it, retaliate? That Israel should not retaliate. Is it retaliation or is it self-defense? And should Israel have the prerogative of self-defense?
I'm going to tell you, Dr. Youngblood, I'm going to tell you, you cannot come over here to America where we already got people that's going to be attacking us anyway by his administration. By his administration, we have so many cells over here. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the people that hate us, and even say that death to America. And it's sad. It's really sad.
Well, Kenneth, one of the things we need to look at, go back to 9/11, when America was attacked, about 3,000 Americans died in the Twin Towers. Did we wait? Did we hear any other nation saying we need to restrain ourselves? We ought not to retaliate? We ought not to fight back? No. When Imperial Japan struck America, was there any second thought for America as to what we need to do? Yet we're trying to second-guess Israel. We as a nation second-guessing Israel. And I've got the statements from leadership around the globe on what they have said. Most of them are saying that Israel needs to sit back, wait, not retaliate, and sit in silence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That is simply crazy. It is stupidity. It dumbfounds me, if I can use that term, to think that other nations, that if they had this to happen to them, they would not sit back. They would retaliate. They would defend themselves. Israel has the God-given right of self-defense and to protect its people. Just the same as with America, we have the God-given right, responsibility to protect our nation, our borders, and protect our citizens from any foreign attack. We're not doing any of that. And yet Joe Biden is trying to say today that Israel ought not to do that either. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer. We need to recognize that I believe if Biden goes through with his stand of not supporting, not standing with Israel, I believe we're witnessing the trigger being pulled on God, the start of God's judgment against America for turning our backs on the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Don on the line. Don, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning. totally agree with you. Everything in the Old Testament, is God has promised to watch over that land. He says if the suns and the moon cease to fail, then Israel will no longer be a nation, and we know that won't happen.
Right.
So there are many, many promises about a coming kingdom. The kingdom of Christ will be there. There's nothing in the Bible that shows Israel will ever be destroyed. It's becoming of America. It's more benefit of America to stand on Israel's side than it is for Israel to have America on its side, because God is watching them. I think a lot of I read that many of those rockets and missiles failed inside of Iran and never made it out of the country and crashed. That's a supernatural act of God.
Yes.
and I'll say lastly, and I'll make it quick, is this is the perfect opportunity for Israel to go after the nuclear sites of Iran. It's an open invitation, because we cannot afford to have a nuclear-armed Iran where America is the great Satan, by their words, and Israel is the little Satan. I'll listen to your comments off the air. Thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you so much, Don, for your insight. Yes, and you touched on something that is one of the trigger factors that we need to understand. After the rapture of the church, there'll be 7 years of tribulation. The end of the tribulation, Jesus Christ returns, Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. And when Jesus Christ returns, he has set up his kingdom, his basileon, his rule and reign, and he will be ruling and reigning out of the newly rebuilt temple in Jerusalem. You're exactly right. That is one of the evidences, by the way, that Israel, Jerusalem, will sustain itself based on the power of the hand of God protecting it, is that it will still be in existence in the last of the last of the last days of this old world. During the thousand-year reign, it's called the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll rule and reign from his throne in the temple of Jerusalem, in Jerusalem, and he will reign there for 1,000 years. But the point being made, with my picking up on your statement about the basileon, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God. And by the way, when we prayed the model prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're praying for God to bring about that very day. And that shall take place during the thousand-year reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the interim, we're watching nation after nation after nation galvanize together. And we look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, and we find very clearly where there's five nations that will come together and follow Russia into the nation of Israel to destroy Israel. Those five nations, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, will be Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria, being led by Russia to destroy the apple of God's eye. We're watching the galvanization of that. And then according to Revelation chapter 9, China will have a 200 million man army that will enter the fray. According to Daniel chapter 11, verses about verse 40 and following, we find that there'll be rumblings out of the east, that is out of China, and that will frighten the socks off the Antichrist. But nevertheless, we see China will come into the fray in the latter portion of the days of tribulation. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, should Israel defend itself? Love to hear from you. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your call is appreciated. We would look forward to your dialogue and discussion. I'd like to hear from multitudes of you today. Want to know what your thoughts are. Should Israel just sit down and wait? Should Israel attack? As Don said, Israel should attack the nuclear plants. Listen very carefully. I'm in full agreement with that. One of the major problems with that would be that the nuclear plants that Iran has, and I believe they have the weapon already, they just do not have enough fissile material to make more than a few. Therefore, they're holding back until they make enough nuclear warheads to mount onto drones, just as flying over Israel. If they wanted to, they could put some of the nuclear warheads they have now in the drones and wipe Israel off the map. But God, that's their thought, but God will defend the nation of Israel. But trying to attack their nuclear plants and nuclear manufacturing, I'm told, I understand based on articles I've read, that those plants are several miles underground, encased in concrete and steel, and some of the concrete and steel with walls up to 36 inches thick. It'd be an impossibility to penetrate that and do damage. My opinion Israel should wipe out their oil supply. One of the things that pulls Iran and Russia and China together in a trilogy of evil is because of the lifting of the restraints on the marketing of oil out of Iran that President Trump had put into place. Biden lifted those, and now as it stands today, oil gasoline prices at the pump jumped 15, 20 cents a gallon simply because of the uncertainty of the production of oil, because major oil production and shipment out of Iran is going to China and Russia. Russia is buying Iran's drones and nuclear and warhead weapons for the war against Ukraine. So it's a third trilogy of nations that's together now, and all three of them against the nation of Israel. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the prophetic text of the Word of God coming together. Russia wants Iran to be sustained because of the oil they're getting. China wants Iran and Russia to be sustained because of their three banded together wanting to destroy Israel and America. There's a desire behind the scenes to destroy the United States of America. And here's an article one of our callers touched on a moment ago. Death to America. Chants in Dearborn, Michigan echoes across social media, draws local condemnation. Dearborn, Michigan, video that captured chants, death to America and death to Israel. The rally was held on the International Day of pro-Palestinian events held on the last Friday of Islamic Holy Month of Ramadan to express support of the Palestinians in their decades-old land dispute over the creation of a Jewish state. Ladies and gentlemen, they can dispute it all they like. They can reject it all they please. They can rebel against it all they please. But the land belongs to Israel. Listen, for your leisure, if you're driving, don't do it now. But in your leisure, sit down, open your Bible. Look at Joshua, the first chapter, the first five verses. And Joshua is reminded to go in and possess the land, conquer the land, take the land. But listen, the land that God gave Israel was all of what is called Saudi Arabia and all of which is called Middle Eastern desert land today. It is clear, according to Joshua chapter 1, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5, that God of Israel they ever possessed. And it's because of Israel's, the Jewish people's disobedience to God, they went into the land, the new land, the land of promise, went into the new land, and rather than possessing it, they decided to be amalgamated with the enemies, the Canaanites, the Jebusites, the Hevites, and as I call it, and all the other ites that you find in the scripture. They decided to go in and intermarry and refused, in disobedience, refused to be obedient to God. Therefore, I believe we're watching now about 4,000 years where Israel's been beaten upon and threatened and undermined, controlled by about 20 different nations. During these 4,000 years, where they are just self-sustained, self-operating today, rather than being under the thumb of any other governmental body. And now there are those that are screaming, death to America and death to Israel. And now Joe Biden is backing down from the threats of the Islamic jihadists out of Iran. I'm saddened. I'm concerned. But at the same time, as we watch the prophetic hand of God taking place, the clock, the prophetic hand of God, the clock of God is countdown. Countdown. And listen, my answer is, when you ask the question, should Israel defend itself? Absolutely. I believe they need to do just as Benjamin Netanyahu said, that we're going in at the right time. We're going in and we're going to destroy the enemy, just like after October the 7th in Gaza, where the Hamas and Benjamin Netanyahu said that we will stop our going after them when every last Hamas person is dead. I believe that should be the same philosophy, the same mindset of going against Iran, that they need to do so. They need to clean the clock, wipe them off the map, because God has promised the nation of Israel that the land is yours. It belongs to you. It was given to you and shall always eternally be yours, according to Genesis chapter 12, 13, 15, and 17. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're going to take a one-minute top of the hour news. We'll continue the thought today. Love to hear from you. Should Israel defend itself? If so, how? If so, when? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative